The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 684.
Welcome to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to make money by being happy and how to get paid to be you. Oh yeah. I'm your host. I'm Dana Wild. I'm really glad you're here and that we get to spend some time together. You can learn more about me at danawild.com. So today we're going to talk about market saturation. I had somebody write in and basically they were concerned because they were afraid that their niche was too saturated, too many other people in the same niche doing the same thing. So let's talk about this because actually it's funny, when I was in direct sales, I used to get this all the time. If you think about direct sales, what you've got is you've got somebody who's selling a product and they're selling a product to people in their area. And ideally, they're also sponsoring team members, recruiting people who are, ideally, you'll want to recruit them to your team so they sell the same product as you in the same area. So, of course, there was a certain percentage of people who were always like, hey, I don't really want to sponsor anybody because I want all the business in my area. I'm afraid of it getting saturated. This is just a real common story in the direct sales niche. So it's interesting because, of course, no matter what niche you're in, you might feel that way. If you're in the weight loss niche, you're like, oh my gosh, there's so many people who are teaching people how to lose weight, or the mindset niche, so many people teaching people mindset or business growth or wealth or relationships or whatever it is. So I can understand why people get this story, but it is just a story. And what I used to tell people back in the day is the same thing I'll tell you right now, which is McDonald's doesn't worry about saturation. I don't think anybody in McDonald's sits around and says, gosh, I wonder if we have too much exposure. You suppose we got too much exposure and we're getting too saturated now? Or Coca-Cola, they don't sit around and think, oh, I think the market's too saturated with our product. So saturation, the awareness of the need for what you have, the more people doing what you're doing, the better. Because there are more people talking about the problems that people are experiencing in this niche, talking about the issue, and so more people have a desire for it. You know, I was with Creative Memories back in the day when they very first started. There were 6 consultants nationwide when I was working in the office, in the executive office there. That's how early it was in early days of Creative Memories. And people didn't even know about scrapbooking at that time. It was something really old-fashioned that your grandma did and nobody had a need. Well, Creative Memories created an industry. They created a need. And so, of course, after that, many, many companies started up that were selling scrapbooking products. You could find them everywhere. But prior to Creative Memories putting that on the map, there wasn't a need. And then some would say, oh, but then it got saturated. But here's the thing. It can't get saturated if you've got more demand, more people want it because there's more exposure to it. So, first point, impossible to get saturated. McDonald's isn't sitting around saying, hey, guess what? We're saturated. So the second point I want to make is I think I understand why people feel this way, of course. And you feel like you're drowning in a sea of other experts that are out there. And so here's what I'd like you to think about just from kind of a how-to action standpoint. the question is, how can you own your whole category? Like, how can you be the only person doing what you're doing? If you've got a sea of people out there, let's say in the weight loss niche, is there some little slice of that pie, some little slice of that industry that you can become the 100% expert for? So how do you figure out what that is? There are three total pieces, but let's start with the first two. The first question to ask yourself is, who are you targeting? Can you get very specific on who you're targeting? So if I'm in the weight loss niche and I'm targeting 15-year-old boys, that's a very different target than women who've just had their first baby and need to lose more than 30 pounds, right? How can you narrow down very clearly who you're talking to? Are they entrepreneurs? Maybe you're weight loss for entrepreneurs, weight loss for people who are working at home. Like, how can you niche down and narrow down who you're talking to? And then the other piece, second piece, and I've got a third one too, but the second piece is, what problem are you targeting? So let's say you are in the dog training niche. Well, what if you become the specialist for Chihuahuas in the dog training niche who are specifically having trouble with being house trained? So now, instead of you being in competition, so to speak, which of course we know there's no competition, but let's just use this terminology since we're talking about it, with every other dog trainer on the planet, you're the only one who works with Chihuahuas who have this specific problem. Now you have just niched yourself down into a category where you get all of that business. Everybody who's got a Chihuahua is going to want you to be their trainer, and especially everybody with a Chihuahua who's got that specific problem. You become the only one doing that. So now you own your niche. You own your niche. And then the third piece of this that I want to talk about, and this is the piece that I don't know what it is, but people forget about this, and it's so important. It's so important. And so hear this, because this is really why saturation doesn't apply to you. The reason saturation doesn't apply to you is because nobody can be you. You're the only one who can do that. So I can say, yeah, there are a lot of mindset trainers out there, but there are none of them just like me. I've got my own viewpoints and perspective and take on things, and the way that I learned it and the way that I teach it and my background and the way I live now and all of these different things that make me different in the way I teach or speak or talk about mindset than anybody else in the market. And in fact, I talk about weight loss different than anybody else in the market, even though I don't teach weight loss at all, and relationships and health and all of those things, because there is nobody else on the planet like me or like you. Every single person on the planet is a 100% unique snowflake. And so when we talk about saturation, and we talk about too many people being in an industry or in a niche, how can that be? Because there aren't too many of you. You're the only one. You are the only one. You're the only one who can say what you say from your viewpoint and your experience and your way of saying it and the way you pace it and the words that you use and your background and your experiences and your stories and your viewpoints and. You are all by yourself, so it can't be saturated. And I can't stress this enough, the importance of this. Think about all of the mindset trainers out there. You don't listen to every single one of their podcasts. You've got your favorites you pick and choose. Think about everybody out there who teaches how to build a business or marketing or technology. You don't study with every single one of them. You pick and choose. And that goes for everything you learn, every hobby you have. And that's how people will be with you. You will develop a following of people who resonate with you. And it doesn't matter how many people are in your industry or in your niche, because they're going to buy from you because they like you. They're going to work with you because they like you. And so this is the real work. The real work isn't, we've got these tips, right? Thank goodness for marketing training, where you go like, hey, you know, who are you targeting? What's your specialty? All of this stuff. But the reality is, the real quote unquote work is brain training and not marketing training. It is that inside job of thinking those thoughts that remind you that you are in a category of your own. There is no saturation in your niche because you are in a niche of your own. The niche called you. So those little inside sentences, start saying them now. Dana's right. I am. There's nobody else who's like me. That's right. I do business with people I like. I buy from people I like. So of course people are going to buy from me who like me and who resonate with me. I can prove that just because that's what I do. I know I don't study with everybody, so of course some people are going to resonate with me, and those are my tribe members, and I like knowing that. I like knowing I don't have to change. I can just be myself, and I can find my little area of expertise that grows and grows and grows and grows and grows because I attract more and more and more people who think like me. And when you look at the World Wide Web and the worldwide market that we now have, we're connected to everybody on the planet. It's just mind-blowing how many people could be in my sandbox. It's so fun to think about all the possibilities. I love the idea of growing my business this way and attracting people and bringing more people into my world and into my business who think like I do. And it's so fun to be a brain trainer and to know that I can just do anything I want to that brings me joy, spread the word, build my business in my way, and I will build my tribe. How fun is that? How great is it to be a brain trainer and grow my business this way? It feels so good to know that it's easy, and this is the easy way. Thinking good thoughts, taking intentional action, having fun, building my business the happy way. Oh yeah, that's how we do it. You've got this.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the marketing superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.